Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is a football Friday.
Big time.
Big time. Big time for you. You've got a big football game going on this Friday.
Whole weekend, baby. We got one every day.
You got Crowder's Torpedoes taking on Tuan Russell's St. Thomas's. I don't even know what the team names are. No, you're the Saints. What's the St. Thomas Aquinas team? Do you know? You don't even know?
I don't even want to disrespect them, but I don't know what their mascot
this
is.
This is like, you remember when, I think it was when Ryan Tannehill was drafted to the Dolphins and he didn't know who was in the AFC East?
Yes.
You remember that?
Yeah.
That's like you. Ball. How can you be playing a team you don't even know what their name is?
I know their eye formation. I know their wing, far gun. That's all I'm worried about, man. I don't need to know all these kids' names.
Well, it's a football Friday, and this strikes me as funny. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Because at 4 o'clock on Sunday, there are two matchups that I'm going to be watching intently. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. And Ryan Fitzpatrick versus Joe Flacco. And so I literally could have uttered this sentence that those matchups I'm going to be watching in 2008. I could have said that. I could have been doing a Football Friday. I find that funny. I find that funny that, you know, and again, I'm watching the Ryan Fitzpatrick, Joe Flacco because it's the Dolphins game, but Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, this is only the third time they've met in their careers. That's what I read today.
I saw that. That is amazing. I saw that stat as well.
Insane.
That's bad scheduling.
Who was I talking to today? I was talking to someone today on the phone. Oh, one of the account executives at the station. And he said, you know, how about this Ryan Tannehill? And I said, we said it on the air. At some point, he's going to be in the MVP conversation.
Yeah.
This dude's going to be in the MVP conversation. Anyway, no Le'Veon Bell. So we learned that last night. We got off the air about 6. I guess the news came about 7:30 that Le'Veon Bell is going to the Kansas City Chiefs, which we said it on the air yesterday. Comes to Miami. I think it's a great move. He lives here. He's got a place here. He trains here. And Dolphins, I think, are a team on an upward trajectory. But if he chooses the Kansas City Chiefs, I said there'd be no shame in that either.
No.
You're going to play under Andy Reid and with Patrick Mahomes, and you're the defending Super Bowl champion. So I thought either of those two teams would have been a right move for him, and I got no anger towards Le'Veon Bell.
To get on the podium in the Le'Veon Bell chase was a win in my mind.
Yeah.
For the Miami Dolphins.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That really is. That's a good point. Because he left our previous administration, the Adam Gase administration, right? Like he had to get the hell out of there. He forced his way out of there by liking tweets, by the way, which is funny as hell when you think about it. I'm going to like enough tweets to force them to cut me, which is what he did.
And Gase had an interview after they cut him. You see his interview, man. Gase, every time I hear him speak, I just like him more.
What did he say?
We move on. And the guy was like, but, you know, you spend, you know, millions of dollars in free agency and he's gone a year and a half later. The fans would want to know, oh, we're just worried about the next game. Like, he can't say he's the problem. And I know it's hard to say I'm the problem, but he should come up with a better answer than next game. Let's move on.
It's the same thing that happened with Jay Ajayi, right? Jay Ajayi, they ended up cutting him and he went to the Super Bowl winning team.
Yep.
The Eagles, right? Ended up winning a Super Bowl, and there'd be certainly some belief that Kansas City will repeat this season. So, but anyway, it was fun while it lasted. For about 3 hours, I'd say, we thought he was coming here. I thought it was fun. Le'Veon Bell era was fun. I said, my son,
have a dog coming.
I said to my son, I said, you know, we'll never forget those 2-3 hours that we thought Le'Veon Bell was going to be a Dolphin.
Bro, our kids are going to grow up and think we're lunatics.
We have a loaded potato on this Football Friday. John Michaels, he's going to join us. He hosts mornings on The Fan in Atlanta, but a huge Miami Hurricanes fan. And he went to the Canes Clemson game last Saturday. He came down here for the Canes FSU game. That was fun. And then he went to the Canes Clemson game. Not fun. But we'll talk to him about that. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. He went 5-1 on this show last week. 5-1.
Rolling.
So he's going to join us with his picks for the weekend. Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. He's going to join us. Mike Cugno from CBS4. He hosts the Dolphins Weekly Live show on CBS4. So we'll talk some Dolphins Jets with Mike Cugno. We will also bring back our daily feature, Dolphins Question of the Day. It went so poorly yesterday that they thought about taking the radio station's license. And we said, we don't care. We're doing it again. We're forging it. We're like Adam Gase. We're very stubborn.
Next day. We're worried about tomorrow.
Made a mistake with this, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to continue to stick with our game plan. And Solana has called for an emergency episode of Set Your Ass Down.
Thank you, Solana.
We will explain why. So an emergency episode of that. So there is a ton to get to. We will start with headlines and Alejandro Solana.
I think the ratings book is going to prove you wrong, by the way, on a Dolphins Question of the Day. Because I saw the early numbers yesterday.
No, I saw the late numbers. You saw the early numbers. I got the late numbers. Because it's my name on the show. And you want to know what the late number said? Negative 70 listeners. There were literally 70 people not listening. And it's so hard to it's very hard to put a number behind people not listening, but they did. And I've never had a negative 70 before, but I'm hoping you can improve on it, at least a negative 50.
When a segment's called the question of the day, shouldn't there be an answer behind it? Just some, right, you know, constructive criticism, fellas.
There was no answer. We gave no answer. The introduction to it made no sense. It was a disaster of epic proportion. So that's coming up at 4.
Not even sure.
Hoffman and Crowder.
I'm not even sure there was a question.
I don't know what it was. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Hoffman and Crowder. That's what it was.
I almost feel like it's something, you know, it's like a horror movie where we just kind of look at each other and we go, we'll never talk about that again. Like don't ever just... Let's pretend that that didn't happen to any of us. Almost like Pulp Fiction, right?
Yes. When they left the pawn shop.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, we never speak of this again. But here we are doing it again. Well, it's like, it's the next day. We're walking back in.
Hey, Z. What was his name? Zed? Hey, Zed. Where you at, man? You in the basement?
Hey, is the Gump around? What's the guy's name? The Gump? The Gimp?
The Gimp. The Gimp. Hey, let's go to the basement, Hawk. Let's go down there and see what's going on.
I just made it Forrest Gump coming out to have his way with me.
Actually, a movie mashup. If Forrest Gump was in the basement, I think that movie would have been better. That would be funny.
He comes out of the little box.
I don't want this ball in my mouth.
Life is like a ball in my mouth.
Mama.
That's great. Jenny. No, I'm Duke. Huh? Jenny.
No, son. Jenny's gone.
You're Jenny.
You deal with my Chanticleer now.
That's funny. I want to make that. That's a porn movie right there, right? Forrest Gump.
I'll direct it and produce it. I'm not starring in it. Yeah, man. I'm gonna go behind the camera on this one.
I understood.
These headlines are sponsored by the Modelo Especial. They come to you live from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk tomorrow. Number 13, UM.
You know, I can tell it. Yeah, I can tell with the way that you're talking, because you said you went to have your gums rechecked today and they put stitches in, and I can hear it now. You've got that weird thing going with your mouth again, which you had for like 3 weeks.
I'm in so much pain right now again. I mean, it's not nearly as bad as when I had a full gum procedure. I just had my gums, so the part that's been growing, that was grafted, now they've just pushed them up a little so that they connect to the part right under my teeth. So then, you know, they just stitched it up a little. So it was a very minor procedure, but I didn't realize I was going to be having a procedure. I thought I was going in, see the doc, give him a high five.
Anytime you go to see this doctor, you come out of there with stitches and cuts and bleeding. Like, don't you know by now this guy just, he goes to town on you anytime you go to see him?
I love Brad, but
it's Dr. Brad. Brad. Yeah, Dr. Brad.
Bro, Brad is back on his mortgage payment or something. So, Solana, just let's work this out. Your gums were too short, and they made them too long to shorten them again. Solana, man, you have to understand what this dude's doing to you.
No, I trust the process. I'm believing in the procedure.
No 25-year-old should be going through gum grafts
every 2 weeks. Every
Crazy.
2 weeks.
Let's start here. Number 13, UM. They play Pittsburgh tomorrow, 12 noon. UM, a 13.5-point favorite.
All right. I saw 14 on my side. And I think it started at like 11. So.
Yeah.
See, if they're going to bounce back from that loss, they should be able to tear somebody's ass up next week.
It's a great text. If Hawk let the Dolphins segment happen and not kill it with his dry-ass jokes, maybe we could get an answer to the question.
Yeah.
What was the question? No one even knows what the question was. You wanted an answer to that crap?
FIU versus Charlotte, the 49ers. That game has been postponed due to an increase in positive COVID-19 tests that came out from the Florida International University Panthers.
All right.
Sunday, Dolphins-Jets, 4.05 p.m. Again, 4.05 p.m. Dolphins game day kicks off with Chris Whittingham and Channing Crowder at 12 on 560
yeah.
The Joe, WQAM. Dolphins no, now, 9.5-point favorite.
No, didn't you tell Dr. Brad, like, because I've done this too. I've gone to see a doctor or something, and then they're like, oh, we need to do this. And I go, you know what? I'm on the air today. I do a radio show, and so let me reschedule it for a time. So, like, you went there, all of a sudden he goes, hey, I got to cut into your gums. And you're like, oh, okay, radio show be damned.
That's exactly how it's. I said it. I was like, all right, whatever.
Whatever, I already got paid today. Yeah. Whatever.
Are you his only patient?
He's just trying stuff out on you, huh?
It's WQL and Panthers COVID test.
I'm like, whoa. Yeah, I think he just said Le'Veon Bell changed his mind and he's coming to the Dolphins.
No. I said the
no one can understand you.
Thank you, Hawk. And then Modelo.
Like, what?
He just barrels forward. Watch this.
The Patriots, they canceled today's practice. After receiving a positive COVID-19 test, and they're also waiting to confirm a second test as well. Finally, guys, Cardi B, she answered yesterday on Twitter to fans of hers questioning her decision to get back with Offset. She had recently said that they were getting separated, but here's her answer to her fans. She said, quote, I'm a crazy B, and it's really hard to have no D.
Too late to give that to DBJ for tomorrow, or
who do they play next week? We got to ask.
Well, you know, Joe, I'm a crazy bitch, and it's pretty tough to have no D.
No Our D's pretty good today, DBJ. We're holding them to 3 yards per carry.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Do I have a shot with Mila Kunis?
No.
Hawk and Crowder.
We have an emergency Satcho ass down on this Football Friday. Solana is bubbling over with Satcho ass downness. And he has called. We haven't played this in a while. And we used to do it every Monday. But we'll bring it back today because Solana cannot contain himself. So fire off the open for Set Your Ass Down.
Damn, set your ass down and shut up. Set your ass down. Set your ass down. Set your ass down. Damn, set your ass down and shut up.
Holla, holla,
sit
holla,
down.
Holla,
holla. I mean, Dion Waiters was the genesis of Set Your Ass Down.
Yes.
That came from your explanation of what happened on that flight with the gummy bears.
He gonna get high and get scared. Set your ass down. Yes, I still agree with my assessment.
Well, Dion Waiters has set off Solana, and he requested and has been granted an emergency set your ass down. Solana, the floor is yours.
I'm sure you've all heard this clip already. If you haven't, I will play it for you. Here's Dion Waiters after the Los Angeles Lakers win the NBA championship, taking credit like if he did anything. Here's Dion.
This is the end of the year I had.
Yeah.
Y'all would love that story. You know what I'm saying? They counted me out. They tried to, you know what they tried. They tried to sabotage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Philly cheese.
No.
I'm not bubble cheese.
No.
Call me Double C.
Yeah.
Double C.
I'm
double.
Champ Cheese.
Champ Cheese.
Mr. Bet on yourself cheese. And double the down.
Bet on yourself.
They talking about
Champ
who was
cheese.
Dead when we was dead, broke, starving, huh?
I mean, is he eating gummies still? Like
they
what?
Tried to keep him down. They tried to keep him down, Solana. Now he's a champion cheese.
Nobody tried to keep him down. You showed up to training camp fat, and then you ate edibles on a plane. Even when the Heat were going to try to work you back into the lineup, you proved that you did not belong with the Miami Heat. You proved you have zero Heat DNA, and you proved you have Heat culture, and now you're trying to take credit for a ring that you literally took 0 minutes to be a part of. Literally played 0 minutes in the finals. They didn't even give him a team polo. He was wearing Gucci on the sidelines, probably fake, with your fake ass, Dion. Set your ass down.
Wow, now you see why we had to have an emergency set your ass down. If your gums weren't all stitched up, it may have hit harder. But
Champ
it was hard
cheese.
To...
Mount Rushmore of the worst cheeses. I'm throwing Champ Cheese on all four.
It's such a terrible nickname, too. Call me CC. And then, you know, like he's laying up, you know, something that's going to be so profound. Champ Cheese.
And did what? did y'all hear them square-ass dudes co-signing in the background?
Hey, like, yeah, Champ Cheese. Yeah.
Those
yeah.
are the same square-ass dudes that let him get high on the plane and act scary. I told you, man, you got to keep the squares out the circle. Dion's stats throughout the playoffs were two half-and-half. Two half-and-half. LaVar Ball has better numbers than Dion Waiters had in the playoffs. Dion, Champ Cheese, whatever the hell you call yourself. I'm with you, Solana. Set your ass down.
We're not going to take calls today for Set Your Ass Down, but I'll go around the room real quick in case anybody has one. I'll do a quick one. Adam Sandler, you made a movie called Hubie Halloween? Hubie Halloween? It's racking up massive views on Netflix. Hey, do more Uncut gem stuff. You're making me look bad. Hubie Halloween. Set your ass down, Adam Sandler. Crowder, you got one?
Adam's chasing that check. Yes, I have one.
I know. No shame in that. I give him credit for that. Dion was chasing that check.
Quickly talked about it all week, and I'm with Adam Gase. He needs to set his ass down, acting like he did not try to ruin Le'Veon Bell's career. If he tried or he didn't try, he is not good with running backs. Admit it and stop acting like, oh, it's just the system. Adam Gase, I hope you can set your ass down forever because you get fired and should never get another head coaching job for sure the remainder of your life. I hope you can set your ass down forever, Adam Gase.
Dan Day, real quick, you have any Sat Your Ass Down locked and loaded and ready to go?
Hard to follow those, especially Champ Cheese. Yes, EC, yes, EC. But I'm going to go with this thickhead in New Orleans who decides to not only try to steal the owner of the Saints and the Pelicans, Gail Benson's car, but steal it with her in it. Miss Benson has given millions and millions and millions of dollars to not just New Orleans, but the Gulf Coast for restoration and charity. And this dude, our girl, whoever it is, going to try to rob her, take her out of her car, and take her car. And she's about a 100-year-old widow, so whoever that is, set your ass down.
How did I not hear that story?
It just happened.
Oh, it did? Okay. I was like, wow, that seems like a big story. I mean, she's very old, and why would you try to steal a car with her in it? It seems very rude, very rude.
I think y'all both answered the question, because she's old, and she's in a nice car. Hey, we can handle
so.
Her.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, Dan. I'm with you, Dan. Set your ass down, thief.
Maybe it was Champ Cheese.
Champ Cheese. Set your ass down. Very good emergency round of Set Your Ass Down.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
How you do it on a Friday, Solana? We're feeling it, right? Why are we feeling it? We're feeling it.
Because the Canes are the favorites. The Dolphins are the favorites. Yeah, man, everybody's rolling.
True Prep Academy. Favorites.
True Prep Academy Saints. They're the dogs. We're the dogs. But anyway, we about to have some wins this weekend.
I hope so. It would be a disappointing weekend if Canes lose to Pitt and Dolphins lose to the Jets. That'd be a bad weekend, Jack.
I know you're on my side, Hawk, but I know we're gamblers. I don't want to ask you who you would bet on. I know you
for
want
your game.
I know you want me to win. Don't answer. I don't want you to answer.
So let
I know
me think
you
this
want
through
me to
here.
Win.
So give me what the line would be tonight. Your True Academy Saints.
Yes.
True Prep Academy Saints against Jason Taylor's, Antoine Russell's, St. Thomas Aquinas. We don't even know the name of the team.
Man, I got to look it up. I should know. You know what? I'll tell you this, though. And I'll lay it out, Hawk. I'll let you give the line. They are the defending 7A state champions. They were ranked last year number one in the nation for big schools. This is our first season. This is a startup program. We do have some athletes that came from different schools. But this is a startup program.
But it's like a startup program like the Vegas Golden Knights were a startup team that first year they went to the Stanley Cup Finals because you guys picked some players from established programs.
Yes. So it's you know what?
So it's not a startup.
It's the Vegas Golden Knights.
It's an all-star team.
It's not an all – were the Vegas Golden Knights an all-star team or did they have their little, you know, expansion draft? We had an expansion draft. So my team had an expansion draft, and they're the defending national champions.
I'm going to make – and it's at their home field, right? It's at St. Thomas?
Home field. Yes.
I'm going to install St. Thomas as a 7.5-point favorite.
Whew. You know what? I would think you're pretty close, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm going to install them as a 7.5-point favorite, and I am – predicting.
We're going to cover.
Man, I'm so torn. So who are the former NFL players on your coaching staff?
It is, I'm the DC. Me and Arturo Freeman are co-DCs.
Right, Arturo Freeman.
Chris Chambers is the OC. Ed Perry is the special teams coach. And then Danelle Ellerby is our front seven linebacker coach who played for the Dolphins for a while, a lot of years with the Saints. Yeah. Yep. So
and then and St. Thomas has Twan Russell, Jason Taylor, and there's one other. Remember, Twan was telling us yesterday. I can't remember who it was.
I forget his name. But the funny thing, Roger Harriet, who's their head coach, has won I think 6 or 7 state championships with 3 or 4 different teams. Like he is a legend in South Florida coaching. Named Roger Harriet.
My heart is telling me the what the hell's the name of your team again?
Never mind. I know you ain't voting for us.
I am. My heart is telling me True Academy Prep.
True Prep Academy Saints.
True Prep Academy. It's a 7 o'clock game tonight at St. Thomas. No fans allowed.
Yes, no fans allowed.
I'm rooting for you, man. I'm rooting
for you. Thank
you
so much. Thank you. We're gonna
lay the hammer
hell out
down.
Of
them. Lay the hammer down.
I just blitz. We're just gonna blitz and see what happens. Right. Yeah, just in the house.
Well, text us either way, so I know. Is Larry Bluestein going to the game? That seems like a game with Blue.
Larry will. I don't know. Even if they don't have fans, I don't know how Larry sneaks in. He's not that nimble. But Larry's everywhere.
How does he vault over the fence?
I don't know, but Larry is at every big game we've played in. I'll tell you the truth. If we win, I'm going to text y'all the second I get in my truck. If y'all don't hear from me tonight, don't text or call.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm a sore loser now. I'm a sore loser.
All right, fair enough. All right, let's get headlines here because we do have a loaded potato this hour with Lee Sterling and Jamie Eisenberg. What happened to Pitbull, Solana? Are you there today? What's going on, Solana?
No, I was going to let you guys finish, and then I just forgot.
No, this Brad got him drugged up.
You weren't going to – why would you let us finish? You've never let us finish. Doesn't matter if we're talking about positive COVID tests, deaths. You're going to let us finish? We're talking about high school football? Should just say you forgot.
No, I was going to let you finish. I just forgot.
Why?
This is an important conversation, I feel like.
Yeah, was it? Was it important? All right, let's get headlines from the lying Alejandro Solana.
I apologize to PB, by the way.
Yeah, too late.
These are your headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. Le'Veon Bell, he signed a one-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday about like an hour after we were off the air.
Yeah, all right. Well, it was fun while it lasted. We thought it was a certainty, but whatever.
Go get a ring, but it's a one-year deal. He might circle back. We know he likes
Miami. Circle back. There we go. Circle back.
Tomorrow at noon, it's the 13th-ranked Miami Hurricanes. They host Pitt from Hard Rock Stadium.
Yep, you can hear that game on 560 WQAM The Joe. And Miami Hurricanes football on the radio is sponsored by Milam's Market, your football tailgating headquarters at the stadium and for your home parties, Milam's Market. You get the pregame show tomorrow, 8 a.m., Josh Darrow and Rashad Butler. And then the game kicks off at noon. Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. on the call.
Some other big NCAA games tomorrow. In the ACC, you've got North Carolina and Florida State, 7:30 p.m. That's on ABC.
Is that a big game?
Bro, I was listening to, who's the boy that broke his neck from Georgia? Man, I forget his name. The defensive end, played for the Bengals. Anyway, I was listening to some college football guys. They were saying North Carolina might be the only team in the ACC that could play with Clemson. Yeah, they were saying North Carolina's legit. I haven't watched any UNC this year. I got to catch that one.
They're ranked
fifth. I don't know how FSU's going to hang with them.
Oh, it's going to be ass-kicking, but I want to see what UNC got. Yeah, we know FSU ain't got nothing.
The game I really wanted to see this weekend was Florida-LSU. Yeah, I'll watch Alabama-Georgia, too, though. Alabama-Georgia is a good game, but especially with no Nick Saban on the sidelines.
Did you hear Nick Saban might be our friend Desmond Howard, Dez, as y'all make fun of me for calling him. Desmond Howard just tweeted he believes Nick Saban will be on the sideline tomorrow.
Oh, really? All right. Okay.
How is Nick going to pull this one off?
Oh, I mean, Trump was everywhere after he had it. I mean, of course he's going to be on the sidelines.
Come on, Nick. Don't do it.
Hazmat suit.
Florida State is only getting 13.5 points from North Carolina. That would be great if Nick Saban coached in the outbreak suit Dustin Hoffman was wearing.
Yeah.
How great would that be?
He's chasing around running backs. Like they're chasing around that little patient zero monkey.
That's great. Yeah, Alabama's a 5-point favorite over Georgia. North Carolina, 13.5-point favorite over Florida State. And Miami, 13.5 right now over Pitt.
Also tomorrow, Inter-Miami, they play the Montreal Impact, 7 p.m.
All right.
Sunday, Dolphins-Jets, 4:05 p.m. Dolphins, a 9.5-point favorite.
Just laughing at your
pronunciation, man. Who goes and gets stitches in their mouth not expecting it? Like it's not like he had an injury that required emergency stitches. You go to see the dentist, you walk out of there with your gums all cut up.
It's going to carry on.
Yeah, I wish you would.
You need a consultant. You need a life consultant, Solana.
A life coach? I got yeah. Dan Day.
But you couldn't have said to the dentist today, hey, not today's not the best day to do this?
Right, but when's the best day? I mean,
yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
When you know it's coming and he tells you you need surgery. You don't do surgery on a whim. Nobody has surgery on a whim.
It was a minor procedure. It so happens that I use the part that I had the minor procedure on for my livelihood. It's just a weird weird coincidence there.
I gotcha.
Listen, Brad brainwashed you, man. Brad is one of them dudes off of these shows, the guys that made people drink the Kool-Aid. Brad is a Kool-Aid guy.
Like, you don't realize it, but you're under Brad's spell.
No.
You are.
No.
When's the last time you went into a doctor and had surgery same day without knowing?
No, I mean, you make a good point, but I'm telling you, I trust Brad. I trust he's never steered me in the wrong
problem.
Direction.
That is the problem.
He's never steered me in the wrong direction, he's laid out the process in front of me, and I trust it. I
bet he's laid
it
out in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Get them gums right, baby. Come on over here.
You sure this is the right way to shave down my gum?
Finally.
Sorry.
A yodeling competition in Switzerland is now being called a super spreader event since cases in the area skyrocketed afterwards. A yodeling competition.
That makes sense. You have to really use your voice to yodel properly, and the louder you talk, the more screaming you do, the easier it is for the droplets to spread.
And you can't
either
yodel.
Of you yodel?
You can't yodel with a mask, though, for sure. There's no chance to yodel with a mask.
Can you yodel?
No, I'm black, Hawk.
Yeah, there's no black yodelers.
No, it's a couple go-tos when I can pull that out of my back pocket. Yodeling's one. Yeah, bro, I'm black. We don't do that.
What, can you yodel, Solana?
Yeah, I'm not black.
All right, do you want to yodel?
Yodelay, yodel.
He just broke his stitches. He just busted stitches.
Dan Day, can you yodel? You'd strike me as a guy that can yodel and maybe has even won yodeling competitions.
No, I just go and watch, and I'm feeling bad for Solana. I think he really did. He's holding his mouth right now.
Yeah, no, you can tell. I keep trying to push him. I keep trying to get him to say and do more stuff. Like, what would you not want to do if you just had mouth surgery and had stitches? Yodel. So I tried to get him to yodel.
Top three for sure. Eat hot sauce. I don't want to put any hot sauce in there.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm Mount Rushmore of chicken wing flavors. Honey barbecue, mild, medium, and boneless.
Okay. Boneless? That's a flavor, though, huh?
Hawk and Crowder. Fake people
showing fake love. Jamie Eisenberg is the fantasy football guru at CBSSports.com. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I warn you, again, as I did last segment, I maybe take one or two phone calls for Jamie. So don't tweet and text and yell at me. I have more important things to cover with him. And I've been waiting all day to get to some of these questions, because today's questions for Jamie have to do with things that we've discussed on this show over the last couple of weeks. And so I want to get to that. So do you have any fantasy questions for him, Crowder?
I got one. I wonder, Jamie, how is Le'Veon Bell going to affect the numbers for KC? Because they got weapons, but he's going to steal somebody's targets.
I mean, he's going to be a problem for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but, you know, it's just a matter of at what point and how much of a problem, because – He's not playing this week. So for those of you counting on him, he can't play because of the COVID-19 rules. And so is it going to be he just jumps right in and is ready to go, or is it going to take him a couple of weeks to learn the offense and be up to speed? So I think you're looking at a timeshare. You're looking at a downward turn for Edwards-Helaire, where he was a must-play and now to kind of be a matchup thing, and we'll see how the workload goes. But it's good to have Le'Veon Bell on your roster now, just with the hope that he goes through the Andy Reid car wash and comes out, like most players who leave Adam Gase, squeaky clean and better on the other side.
And
yeah, man, he ruins people, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Kills people's career. And one more, Jamie. Why can't Phillip Rivers and T.Y. Hilton talk or have dinner or just figure out how the hell to get him the ball? Because T.Y. is doing nothing.
Yeah, I mean, if the best thing that T.Y. Hilton could do with Phillip Rivers is find Doc Brown and get a time machine and go back about 10 years when Rivers could throw. He's washed up, man. It just looks bad out there. And so, you know, for a guy that runs down the field and has to make plays, you know, with his legs, Rivers is not helping him at all. So it's also been game flow. You know, they have a good run game, good defense. Frank Reich, smartly enough, is not going to put Rivers in a lot of, you know, obvious passing situations. So it's going to be a little bit of a frustrating year for the Colts and for Phillip Rivers from a fantasy standpoint.
Doc Brown references for life, man. I love that. Somebody texts in Gore or Freeman, flex.
If you're relying on Frank Gore, you're playing the wrong kind of game. I think, you know, Freeman is your guy. I'll tell you what, if you're just looking at it from the Jets' perspective, hopefully they're going to move on from Adam Gase at some point in the near future. LaMichael Perine would be the guy that you should try and pick up and stash, just because they have to start to look at their future. I know Gase is going to be stubborn and run Frank Gore out there. And look, this is the week if they're going to run Frank Gore out there. It's probably his last game in Miami, so give him an opportunity to have some semblance of a farewell tour. But, you know, 37-year-old running back for a team going nowhere, start to look at your youth, and hopefully LaMichael Perine gets some run.
Solana just texted us on our thread that he's starting Frank Gore this week.
That's not a joke. Well, no, but I was going to ask you, Jamie, because I have Alvin Kamara. He's on bye. And then I have Nick Chubb, my two best running backs. He's on the IR. So, I mean, my options are limited here, especially with everything going on with COVID. So I picked up Frank Gore. I figured, look.
Why don't you pick up Miles Gaskin?
Nah, he's taken.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's what your grandfather says when you ask about fantasy football advice. Yeah, go pick up that guy. He's good.
Who's got Miles Gaskin? Who knew he was going to do something?
Everybody does.
Really?
Yes,
and
good.
And Hawk is my grandfather, Jamie.
I really am.
I mean, I get where you're coming from, Solana. You know, he's going to get you probably 5 or 6 points at best. Maybe he falls into the end zone. But you've seen 3 weeks of what this Jets offense looks like without Le'Veon Bell, and Frank Gore just has not gotten the job done.
What about Matt Breida? Get Matt Breida.
I mean, have you watched the Dolphins? They don't use Matt Breida.
I don't know.
There's a reason they basically were handing Le'Veon Bell a blank check. They need some backup help.
Grandpa, just stop yelling Dolphins players' names, well, Grandpa.
It reminds me of my friend Barry. His grandfather used
Bernie
to watch
Parmalee.
The Dolphins game. He used to Bernie Parmalee, great reference. My friend Barry, my old roommate, used to watch Dolphins games with his grandfather. Every play, it was Grandpa Mo. Grandpa Mo would yell out every play, bomb! Throw a bomb! It was just every play. Bomb! That's how I feel. Gaskins!
Lorenzo
Jordan Hansen. Howard! All right, let me quickly take a couple of phone calls here for Jamie. Of course, Lucky the Bookie. Go ahead. I would never not take Lucky the Bookie's call.
Oh, Lucky the Bookie. I got Marquise Brown, John Brown, and Michael Gallup. Who do I start? And I got a
Gaskin.
Three-team parlay for you. Bears.
All right.
Lions.
Bears, Lions.
And the Chiefs. Parlay
Bears, Lions, thing. Chiefs. Parlay that thing. Three-team parlay. All right, what else? What did he have?
Marquise Brown would be the receiver to go with. He's always got a touchdown potential. He's always got touchdown potential, so hopefully this is a week they connect with Lamar Jackson and Marquise Brown.
Mark in Sunrise. Go ahead. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
I know this is going to sound crazy, but Brady or Fitzpatrick?
It doesn't sound crazy. Both guys have a very big opportunity in front of them. I haven't adjusted my rankings yet with Chris Godwin expected to play, but I think I'm still going to have Fitzpatrick higher. Just with the matchup against the Jets, I think this is the, you know, stick the knife in Adam Gase, and maybe this is the game where he gets fired. I would not be surprised if the Dolphins run up the score against the Jets.
Oh, for the love of God, Solana says, I have one more. Go ahead, what? Solana.
I have the Buccaneers defense, and they've been great this season, Jamie, but don't want to start them against Aaron and the Packers offense.
Why can't you just ask the question like a normal person? Why do you have to do this whole soliloquy?
Who's an underrated defense that I could pick up this week?
4 score and 7 years ago.
Yeah, that's what it's like every time he opens the microphone. It's like, well, let me give you the history of rotisserie baseball. What? Not interesting.
Tony Nathan. I think you look at the Dolphins if they're available. I'm sure they got picked up in your league. But if they are not available, go look at the Giants. You know, taking on the Washington football team, that's a bad offense, and the Giants have actually
picked
chance
up.
To win this.
They're picked up. I need one more.
Look at the Washington football team against the Giants. Daniel Jones is a turnover.
Picked up.
No follow-ups. There's no follow-ups.
The Vikings.
The debate commission, you both agreed to the rules on this.
Vikings, all right. I'm holding you to it.
I just love the fact that during this segment, we've had a Doc Brown, Tony Nathan, and Bernie Parmalee reference. This is...
You missed Lorenzo Hampton one, too.
Oh, Lorenzo Hampton. I mean, you are speaking my language. Grandpa likes.
Bomb! Throw the bomb!
Bomb! Jamie Eisenberg, CBSSports.com. All right, these are things that have been discussed on this show over the last couple of weeks. You will be the deciding voice, okay?
Okay.
If something is an excellent hunter, would it only eat seeds?
No.
Of course not. Yeah, of course not.
Bingo.
Do you have the sound? This was Alejandro Solana on this very show this week.
Birds are, expert hunters. They eat seeds.
Birds are expert hunters. They eat seeds. They're incongruous, those two statements. But if you say it like an expert, you say it like an expert. This is my kind of segment. It's fantasy Tourette's. It's great. Jamie Eisenberg, can you get a Charlie horse anywhere other than your leg?
No.
Wow! Oh. Wow! That's huge. Huge. Jamie. Because I agreed with you. Brendan Tobin agreed with you. Leroy Horde was very surprised. And Crowder and 50,000 texters have proved us all wrong. You can get a Charlie horse anywhere on your body.
Can I tell Jamie to punch himself in the arm, or will you give
me? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Jamie, take your right hand and punch your left forearm as hard as you can, and you'll get a Charlie horse.
That just sounds stupid, but I'll believe you.
Excellent. That's why you're smarter than us.
Excellent. I spent all of yesterday punching myself.
Were you yelling bomb the whole time?
Bomb! Grandpa Mo! Bomb! Yesterday was National Dessert Day. Cake or pie?
Cake.
Of course. Mm. Cookies or brownies?
I mean, both, but I guess I'll go cookies.
Yeah, cookies on that. You're correct. You're 2 for 2 on the last two there. Jamie Eisenberg, if you were to drive your car vertically into the sky at 60 miles per hour, how long would it take you to reach outer space?
What am I, Doc Brown?
He got him off again.
I don't know how long.
What was it, 1 hour, Solana?
Yeah.
60 minutes, Jamie.
Yeah, 1 hour. Okay. Do you know the exact location where you were conceived?
No.
Would you ever ask your parents that question?
No, I would not.
Yeah. Solana did. Now, where were you conceived, Solana? This happened this week on the show. I don't even know why this happened, but he went and texted them. Where was it?
This is my parents' bedroom, Jamie.
In the bedroom.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I can only imagine, though, the lead into the question. So, hey, Mom and Dad, I got a question for you. I just want to know.
Nah, because he's always working his bag of bits, so he doesn't care. It doesn't matter if it's the show, his parents, he's always working a bag of bits. This one, Crowder had to leave one segment early yesterday, so he wasn't even, unless he was listening, he's not even aware of this. But Jamie Eisenberg, is Rain Man a movie about murder?
No.
Of course
it's not. I did hear it as well.
Did you hear it? Yeah,
I was ashamed.
Mind numbing. I don't even know why I was talking about Rain Man. And I asked Solana if he'd ever seen it. He goes, no, but I know what it's about, murder. And I don't know, I'm not interested. I didn't know what happened.
Think for
there.
A second, like, did somebody die in the movie that I didn't remember?
No, it makes no sense. Eddie Van Halen or Pusha T?
Oh, man, that's...
It's a tough one. You always want to answer Pusha T. Let's see if he's going to disrespect Eddie Van Halen this week.
We got to go off script and jump for Eddie Van Halen.
Wow, look at that. Jamie Eisenberg, CBSSports.com. Follow him on Twitter if you actually have a fantasy question. Jamie Eisenberg, Jamey. Thank you, Jamie.
Cecil Collins.
Cecil the Diesel.
Cecil throw him a bomb.
Bomb. Grandpa Moe says bomb.
Throw him a bomb.
See you, Jamie. All right. Jamie Eisenberg there.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
All right, Football Friday. Before we get into it, give you the stock market report. Market just closed for the week. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 112 points. That's good news. S&P 500 barely moved today, up less than a half a point. And the NASDAQ down 42 points. So not a ton of movement on Wall Street today. A little bit of green, a little bit of red. This hour is brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Mike Cugno from CBS4 is going to join us this hour. Going to get headlines here in a moment from Alejandro Solana. But yesterday, we debuted a brand new daily feature called Dolphins Question of the Day. And this is the brainchild of Alejandro Solana, who is one of, if not the best executive producer in radio right now. I'm talking locally and nationally. But this segment flopped miserably.
You always talk about that during this segment. We used to talk about that during the good segments with Solana's greatness.
But that does not dissuade us from barreling ahead and doing it again, even though we know it's going to flop. It just doesn't have legs. It was better around the conference table than it is on the air. But because we are like Adam Gase and refuse to admit when we're wrong, we forge ahead with Dolphins Question of the Day.
Come on, Solana.
All right, guys. Yesterday, Le'Veon Bell did not choose.
What? I thought there was an open. What happened?
Yeah, but we decided I'll ask the question, then play the open. I think we decided that yesterday.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. Then get like a little music or something. Nothing.
I got something for you. I got something for you.
All right.
Yesterday, Le'Veon Bell did not choose.
No, I meant now, like something under the question. Like if you're not playing the big Dolphins Question of the Day thing, like then you would. I thought maybe just like some jazz music, like, boom, 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 boom. Hey guys, the Dolphins. You know, just to make it sound so it's not exactly like what the show is when it's not Dolphins Question of the Day. You know, something to separate it from the rest of the show. All right, okay. All right. I didn't see that coming. So, all right, well, let me do this again then. Like, so it just feels so it flows a little better. So without further ado, here it is, Alejandro Solana and the Dolphins Question of the Day.
All right, guys. Yesterday, Le'Veon Bell, he did not choose the Miami Dolphins, but they were one of his top three teams. Guys, does that mean that the Miami Dolphins are once again a premier destination in the NFL?
That's another Miami Dolphins question of the day.
It just doesn't work.
It flowed, Hawk. It flowed.
No, it sounded much better. It really did. And to play that after the question makes a whole hell of a lot more sense. But I mean, it's I don't know. I feel like it's a stupid question. I was all, you know, agitated leading into it. I don't know. Do you want to answer?
So am I first? Yes, yeah. I'm first there.
Yeah. Okay. You
there go, Solana. Yes. You know what? I would say it is encouraging that a guy like Le'Veon Bell, who had an option to go to KC, was still thinking about the Dolphins, where I think with Adam Gase, that wouldn't have happened. I think with other coaches, that wouldn't have happened. I know goofy-ass Joe Philbin and you have all these other coaches that just weren't bringing guys like that in. I think that free agent players or players on a trade block will look at the Miami Dolphins, that Flores is here, that Fitzpatrick is here, that they brought in Tua, that they have 12 draft picks this year, what was it, 14 next year, that they are building and growing. I think the NFL players around the league, especially free agents, recognize and respect the Miami Dolphin process of getting back on top like we were back with Dan Marino. I would say my answer to your question, Solana, is yes. It is becoming, not yet, but becoming a premier destination as soon as we get all these draft picks and all these free agents signed up. Made him sound good, didn't I?
I feel like it wasn't, like, I feel like we're going to run out of questions if this is the second day and that's the question.
It's on Solana to come up with questions. We just got answers, baby.
Well, what if we made it the Dolphin factoid of the day? The Dolphins oh wow fact of the day. And then he just, you know, he dropped a nugget on us.
Well, let's talk it through, because he could make a factoid, Hawk, into a question by just saying, did you guys know that? And hit it with a factoid. So now we can do factoid with a question form.
Well, I'm not opposed to the factoid of the day, but I want to leave it open-ended. That way, maybe it's a factoid, maybe it's a question. I'm liking this, though. Dolphins question or factoid of the day. I like it.
Solana, I'm your attorney right now, and I'm telling you to shut up. Let me deal with this. Because I was make bro. I was helping you out.
It made no sense what you just said, Solana. That made no sense.
Solana, plead the fifth, please. As your attorney, I want you just to plead the fifth.
I don't think it means that the Dolphins, by the way, are a premier destination just yet. That's going to require some winning.
But becoming, in the past, with what Flores is doing with all the draft picks, with the money, with them adding pieces, with them having two, and I would say two of the top 10 corners in the league, like, teams will look at that and say, hey, they are a piece or two away from something special.
Somebody says it sounds like it would be better if it was a surprise Dolphins question of the day, where it comes at any point of the show. What do you think of that?
As Solana's attorney, we will consult in the back. Can we please have a five-minute break?
Five-minute recess?
Recess. Yeah. We would like a five-minute recess to speak about this current upbringing of information.
Somebody else texts in, that was horrible, Solana.
The criticism of my client is not needed, sir.
Somebody says the bag of bits is seemingly bottomless. It never gets empty. That's true.
That's what we're talking about.
Somebody else texts in, this isn't going too well. Oh, you should have heard yesterday.
The ratings book tomorrow will tell a different story. I'll just let everybody know.
This segment is a craptoid.
So, Solana, Hawk gets the late numbers and you get the early numbers? I don't like how that works.
No, I get the late numbers. I get the official ratings. He gets the early estimates. The official ratings yesterday when we did this were the worst ratings we ever had. And I'm just getting today's, the worst. Everyone stopped listening. Barry is listening right now. Barry and Grandpa Mo. That's it.
Official ratings is Barry, Grandpa Mo, Lousin, Tito.
Actually, Grandpa Mo has something to say about this segment. Bomb! All right, let's get headlines here. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
My client would like to move on to another topic. Thank you.
All right, another disaster, and we'll have it again on Monday if you enjoyed it.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Somebody texts in. They want to know how your mouth is doing, Solana. You had the gum procedure on Fridays. Today is Tuesday, so how are you feeling?
I'm back to 100%.
Hawk and Crowder.
Little Houdini, Freaks Come Out at Night, always signifies the final segment of the week.
Barkley, and of course the 5 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Hopefully Dolphins and Canes fans will be cracking open a lot of Funky Buddha this weekend. Hopefully we got a win on tap for the Canes tomorrow at noon and the Dolphins Sunday at 4. A lot of bad weather out there, so be careful driving. Lots of rain in South Florida right now. So coming up on the radio stations this evening on 560, you've got 560 The Joe Rewind at 6 o'clock and 790 Rewind on 790 The Ticket. Is that correct, Solana?
That is correct.
How did you make it through today's show? We were it was very apparent at 2 o'clock that you had had more surgery on your gums, or at least you said you had stitches or something put in today. We thought the whole gum ordeal was over months ago, but I guess the follow-up appointment today. So you were hurting. Are you wheezing to a finish here? Are you in pain?
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't be happier that this show's over. I got to be honest.
Are you in pain, or you're just uncomfortable?
It's discomfort, but because we've been, you know, laughing so much and whatever, I think it's not doing the wound any good for me to
but
be
the
talking.
Moment you get stitches in, you should probably allow it to relax for which right. I guess you'll be able to do over the weekend, but like you got stitches in and then immediately did 4 hours on the radio,
right? It probably wasn't the smartest move by me.
All right, so I guess you're not going out to eat or anything this weekend now?
No, I can't bite into anything, so I have to eat, you know, anything, something that I can just shove to the back of my mouth.
All right, so a little macaroni and cheese tonight,
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, yeah, a little Velveeta.
Speaking of food, by the way, a little note here. I don't know if anybody saw this during the show. Tab. You ever had Tab Cola?
No, I've never had Tab.
You ever heard of Tab?
I have heard of Tab.
Is Dan Day still around? Dan, have you heard of Tab? Do you ever drink Tab?
Every mother in the 80s drank Tab.
Yes. Yes! This was the first diet soda. Tab, and they still have it. I see it at Publix every now and then. Coca-Cola announced today, because they're the makers of Tab, Coca-Cola announced today that Tab, the first ever diet soda, is headed for retirement.
Yes.
As it trims its beverage portfolio. Why? I think that's a terrible thing, Dan. That's like a part of our childhood dying.
But wasn't it full of like that NutraSweet that could cause cancer and everything?
Oh,
like that?
I would never drink that garbage. Okay. I mean, I'm all about Coke Zero, but I mean, it's a piece of our childhood.
That's true. For nostalgia, I will. Yeah. I'll miss it. That tacky 80s can that's like
yes.
pink and
little
has the
tab
lines on it and everything. Oh yeah.
Remember, there's the scene in Back to the Future when Marty McFly goes to the diner and he says, "You know, do you have any diet soda or something like that?" And the guy doesn't really know what he's talking about because it doesn't exist yet. And he says, "I'll have a tab free," something like that. And the guy's like, "No, you're gonna have to pay for it," something like that. I don't know, but it's very very famous, only famous scene I think with Tab. But anyway, R.I.P. Tab. Tab will be discontinued by the Coca-Cola company. All right, if you missed any of today's program, it was a loaded potato for a Friday show. We covered it all. John Michaels there from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Lee Sterling, sports handicapper, he was on with us today. Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru from CBSSports.com. Mike Cugno, the host of Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS4, talked some Dolphins with us. We did an emergency version of Sat Your Ass Down. Solana was moved by Dion Waiters to call for an emergency edition of Sat Your Ass Down. And we, of course, revisited the Dolphins question of the day, which is our new benchmark feature. It's terrible, and we apologize. But you can hear anything that you may have missed using the radio.com rewind feature. If you don't have the radio.com app, download it, radio.com, and then use the rewind feature. You can go back and listen to anything that you may have missed. And subscribe to our podcast, too. We'd appreciate it. It's free, and it would help us out. So Hockman and Crowder on radio.com or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe. Thank you. All right, go Canes, go Dolphins, and go Crowders. What's the name of the school again, Solana? He left a segment early because he's got a game at 7 o'clock. What's the name of their school?
The True Prep
True
Academy.
Prep Academy. There it is. True Prep Academy Saints. Go True Prep Academy Saints. We want you to beat the St. Thomas Aquinas Raiders
That game is supposed to be at 7 o'clock, although with all the rain, keep your fingers crossed because may get postponed or delayed or something like that. So that'll do it for us. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Canes. Go Dolphins. We will speak with you el lunes. Can you yodel?
No, I'm black, Hawk.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh, no!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.